Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Bahamas Petroleum Company, they've now passed the necessary shareholder resolutions to enable the financing for their targeted upcoming drills. They're hoping for a farm out, but more likely, I think, is a large discounted placing. I don't think it's a buy now. In fact, it looks quite expensive at an unfinanced market cap of $38 million. But it could be quite interesting once the fundraising's done. Europe Oil and Gas, they announced the award of a large exploration license offshore Morocco. They claim it has a number of 250 million barrel prospects and they're aiming for one or a number of farm outs. The shares remain at their lows though, and there's still no news of what were expected farm outs in Ireland. At a 10 million market cap, there's huge potential upside here, but I think some patience might be necessary. Chariot Oil and Gas, they announced a CPR on additional prospects offshore Morocco. They now have a total remaining recoverable resource audited in excess of 2 trillion cubic feet of gas at Lixus. Like Europa, they're looking for a farm out of this license, along with their other Moroccan licenses, plus the licenses in Brazil and Namibia. The market cap here is 13 million, and given Chariot's ability to farm out prospects previously, I think there's a big upside here. Clontarf Energy, they issued their interim statement, this time making positive noises about obtaining the long-awaited Ghana Petroleum Agreement. This is the sister company of Petrol Resources, which I highlighted as an opportunity several times recently in the blog, at just above 1p. It's now over 9p. Clon has serious potential if it can obtain this permit, but let's see if they decide to do a placing first. Eco Atlantic announced its second discovery offshore Guyana. I highlighted Eco in the blog as a favourite several times around the 70p mark, and it touched a high of 194p on the news. It's coming off now though. Brokers' targets, which usually are optimistic and the shares rarely reach those targets, they're only in the low 200s. Petromatad, they've now spud the Gazelle 1. I said last weekend that Petromatad was going to offer some good trading opportunities, and that's very much turning out to be the case. They announced the Red Deer 1 was a duster on Tuesday morning, and you could have bought it at the open in the low 3s and sold it later that day in the high 5s. The next events coming up are the test results of Heron 1 and the initial drill results of Gazelle 1. So I think it's going to be worth watching out for those two. i3 Energy, they put out an operational update and disappointed the market further. Next up now is the Serenity exploration well, with the Liberator appraisal well delayed pending the processing interpretation of new seismic data which they've recently purchased. Short term, it's now a bet on the outcome of an exploration well, which the company says has a 70% chance of success, although some are dubious since management has got the modelling wrong so far. As I stated over the past few weeks, during the drill period, this one's for trading. Providence Resources, they've now completed the Barry Roe site survey. It's now funded until next year, and it's all it's waiting for is the money from China. The new backstop date is 30 September, and if the money does arrive, then it's an easy double, in my opinion. Same applies to Lansdowne Oil and Gas, too. I'll be back midweek with more on the podcast. In the meantime, all the small cap oil companies are covered in the Sunday blog and daily on Twitter.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.